Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. Today we're reading from Acts chapters 9 and 10 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. We come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord God, for your presence in the midst of us. We thank you, Lord, for the knowledge, for the understanding that you are the true and the living God, that there is no other. You are God alone. Glory to God Almighty. You have all power. You are all seeing, all knowing. Glory to God. You are the creator of all things, our strong creator. You are the great I am, the same God that delivered the Israelites out of bondage from Egypt. You are Lord. Amen. You are the one who formed yourself a body through 40 and two generations. Amen. And became the Word made flesh and dwelt among us. You are the one who, without any sin, became, amen, sin for us. You had our sin thrust upon you, Lord God. Oh, my God, and we give you glory, we give you praise, and we honor you today because you are so worthy of all the glory and all the honor, all the accolades that we can give. We glorify you, and we thank you, Lord God. We honor you and all of your majesty and all of your splendor and all of your sovereignty and all of your graciousness, Lord God, and all the love that you've given to each and every one of us. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for your mercy and your grace. Oh, God, I thank you for your mercy and for your grace in my life, Lord God, in the lives of every listener, Lord God, in every relationship that I am a part of, Lord God. I thank you for your mercy and your grace. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for your word, Lord God, because your word is life. It is life-sustaining. It is life-giving. Amen. It is a healer. It is hope. Glory to God. I thank you, Lord. It is a living word. Amen, amen, and amen. I glorify the name of the Lord today. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord God, for your kindness toward each and every one of us. I thank you, Lord God, that even while we are praying on today, Lord God, that healing is going forth. I thank you, Lord God, that you are rebuilding and reestablishing, realigning us, Lord God, in your standard, Lord God. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, for your mercy and your kindness toward us, Lord God. I thank you that you're turning it around. I thank you, Lord, that you're flipping it upside down. I thank you, Lord, that you're bringing forth breakthrough. I thank you, Lord. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we bless your name today. Move right now, Lord God, in us as we read your word on today. Open it up. Open our eyes, Lord God, that we might see in our ears, that we might hear in our understanding, that we might know what thou sayest, O Lord, for each and every one of us. Give us a clear revelation, Lord God, of what you would have us to take out of this lesson that we're reading on today as we go forth in prayer and the reading of the word. We're asking, Lord God, that you move in us. Give us an understanding of your word and of your will, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move in us, Lord God, and everything that has come against our purpose. God, rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. We belong to the Lord, and we will do that we were destined to do. Our purpose is sure, and our destiny stands in Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you, and we thank you again. Oh, Lord, for all that you're doing, Lord God. And I know that everything that you are doing right now is great. Every prayer that we pray, it is answered in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Glory to God. Amen. We're reading, amen, from Acts chapters 9 and 10 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Then Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked letters from him to the synagogues of Damascus, so that if he found any who were of the way, whether men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. As he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly a light shone around him from heaven. Then he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" Then the Lord said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads." So he, trembling and astonished, said, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" Then the Lord said to him, "Arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." And the men who journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice but seeing no one. Then Saul arose from the ground, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no one. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither ate nor drank. Now there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him the Lord said in a vision, "Ananias." And he said, here I am, Lord." So the Lord said to him, "Arise and go to the street called Straight, and inquire at the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he is praying. And in a vision he has seen a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him so that he might receive his sight." Then Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who call on your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before the Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. For I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake." And Ananias went his way and entered the house. And laying his hand on him, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you came, has sent me that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales, and he received his sight at once and arose and was baptized. Now when he had received food, he was strengthened. Then Saul spent some days with the disciples at Damascus. Immediately he preached the Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. Then all who heard were amazed and said, "Is this not he who destroyed those who called on this name in Jerusalem and has come here for that purpose, so that he might bring them bound to the chief priest?" But Saul increased all the more in strength and confounded the Jews who dwelt in Damascus, proving that this Jesus is the Christ. Now after many days were passed, the Jews plotted to kill him. But their plot became known to Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him, put him down through the wall in a large basket. And when Saul had come to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and did not believe that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles, and he declared to him how he had seen the Lord on the road, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. So he was with them at Jerusalem, coming in and going out. And he spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus and disputed against the Hellenists, but they attempted to kill him. When the brethren found out, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him out of Tarsus. Then the churches throughout all of Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace and were edified. And walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, they were multiplied. And it came to pass, as Peter went through all parts of the country, that he came down to the saints who dwell at Lydda. Then there he found a certain man named Aeneas, who had been bedridden 8 years and was paralyzed. And Peter said to him, "Aeneas, Jesus, arise and make your bed." Then he arose immediately, so that all who dwelt at Lydda and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord. At Joppa there was a certain disciple named Tabitha, which is translated Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and charitable deeds, which she did. But it happened in those days that she became sick and died.
when they had washed her and laid her in an upper room. And since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples had heard that Peter was there. They sent two men to him, imploring him not to delay in coming to them. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he had come, they brought him into the upper room, and all the widows stood by him, weeping, showing the tunics and the garments which Dorcas had made while she was with them. But Peter put them all out and knelt down and prayed. And turning to the body, he said, "Tabitha, arise." And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up. Then he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and widows, he presented her alive. And it became known throughout all Joppa. And many believed on the Lord. So it was that he stayed many days in Joppa with Simon, a tanner. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion, what was called the Italian regiment, a devout man and one who feared God with all his household, who gave alms generously to the people and prayed to God always. About the ninth hour of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God coming in and saying to him, "Cornelius." And when he observed him, he was afraid and said, "What is it, Lord?" So he said to him, "Your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God. Now send men to Joppa and send for Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodging with Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the sea. He will tell you what you must do." And when the angel who spoke to him had departed, Cornelius called two of his household servants and a devout soldier from among those who waited on him continuously. So when he had explained all these things to them, he sent them to Joppa. The next day, as they went on their journey and drew near the city, Peter went up on the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. Then he became very hungry and wanted to eat. But while they had made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven opened and an object like a great sheet bound by four corners descending to him and let down to the earth. In it were all kinds of four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, and birds of the air. And a voice came to him, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." "So, Lord, for I have never eaten anything common or unclean." And a voice spoke to him again the second time, "What God has cleansed, you must not call common." This was done three times, and the object was taken up into heaven again. Now, while Peter wondered within himself what this vision which he had seen meant, behold, the men who had been sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate. And they called and asked whether Simon, whose surname was Peter, was lodging there. While Peter thought about the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Behold, three men are seeking you. Arise, therefore, go down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them." Then Peter went down to the men who had been sent to him from Cornelius and said, "Yes, I am he whom you seek. For what reason have you come?" And they said, "Cornelius the centurion, a just man who fears God, has a good reputation among all the nation of the Jews, was divinely instructed by a holy angel to summon you to his house and to hear words from you." Then he invited them in and lodged them. On the next day, Peter went away with them, and some brethren from Joppa accompanied him. And the following day, they entered Caesarea. Now Cornelius was waiting for them, together his relatives and close friends. As Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter lifted him up, saying, "Stand up. I myself am also a man." And as he talked with him, he went in and found many who had come together. Then he said to them, "You know how unlawful it is for a Jewish man to keep company with or go to one of another nation. But God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Therefore, I came without objection as soon as I was sent for. I asked then, 'For what reason have you sent for me?' So Cornelius said, 4 days ago, I was fasting until this hour. And at the ninth hour, I prayed in my house. And behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing and said, Cornelius, your prayer has been heard and your alms are remembered in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa and call Simon here, whose surname is Peter. He is lodging in the house of Simon a tanner by the sea. When he comes, he will speak to you. So I sent to you immediately, and you have done well to come. Now, therefore, we are all present before God to hear all the things commanded you by God. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, in truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. The word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching, preach the Lord of all. That word, you know, which was proclaimed throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And all we are the witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they killed by hanging on a tree. Him God raised up on the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but to witnesses chosen before by God, even to us who ate and drank with him after he arose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he who was ordained by God to be judge of the living and the dead, to him all the prophets witness that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who heard the word, and those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also, for they heard them speak with and magnify God. Then Peter answered, can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they asked him to stay a few days. I have read and you have heard from Acts chapters 9 and 10 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts. Amen. That same spirit that was poured out upon the Gentiles for the very first time, amen, when Peter preached, amen, to Cornelius and to his household, amen, that same spirit is being poured out upon all flesh, even in this hour. Amen. Jesus promised, amen, that he would not leave us comfortless, that he would not leave his apostles comfortless, that he would not leave all those who he gave the word to and those after him that are after them who gave the word and those after them who gave the word. He would not leave any of us comfortless. But he also prophesied through the prophet Joel that he would pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Every human being that would say yes to the Spirit of God, he is still pouring out his Spirit upon all flesh. Amen. All you have to do is say yes to Jesus. He is the way. Amen. He is the truth and he is the life. No man comes to the Father except, amen, there is salvation and no other. Only Jesus saves. Don't be fooled. Don't be deceived. Don't be bamboozled. Don't be tricked. Glory to God. Jesus is the only way to salvation. And he said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call upon his name and he will answer and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. I hope you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.